Have you ever had that feeling when someone you really like does something that instantly turns you off? It could be a grating laugh or a bad fashion choice. Well, there's a word for it. It's called the ick. Dr. Raquel Peel is a psychologist, scientist from the University of Southern Queensland, and she joins me now. Welcome.
Hi, thank you very much for having me, Patricia.
What is the ick?
So the ick is a phenomenon where you might see your attraction for someone suddenly flipped to a feeling of disgust. And this can be triggered, as you said, by anything such as a bad dance move, a funny laugh. It happens in an instant.
Okay. Do we know why people have such a strong reaction to things that are sometimes so minor?
Look, the strongest possibility of why this is happening is a self-defensive mechanism that we have, where when we are triggered by something, we are trying to protect ourselves. So it might be that this has made you think of an insecurity that you have, made you rethink the relationship, whether that person is right for you or not. It makes you go back to that space where you are questioning whether or not that partner is the right person for you.
This has become a hot topic on platforms like TikTok and Instagram, but it's not new. Why are people talking about it now?
It's absolutely not new. So if you go back to TV series like Friends, for example, there were different episodes where they refer to icky, you know, relationships or dating experiences. So I guess the reason why it's so prominent right now is because it makes us think, what has changed? Why is it that I now don't feel that way? Well, if you look at the theory of attraction is a flip-flop phenomenon. So the one thing that attracts you to someone today can be the same thing that repulses you to them the next day. And the reason why that happens is because it's the other side of the coin. We are not perfect people. And we can't be expected to be perfect 100% of the time.
When should you push through the ick, and when should you just push through it and just go, I'm going to get over this. It's just one thing. Like, they're a bad dancer, but they're otherwise amazing. And when should you, you know, take it seriously? Like, you know, not move on.
Yeah, I think that's a really important question, and I would encourage people just to really reflect on that moment. We can't be rushing into making decisions that, in fact, yes, that person is not right for me, they have a bad haircut, I'm going to move on. Look, yeah, we need to think about whether it is something that we can't work with. So it might be that self-defensive strategy is there for a very good reason, okay? So it might be that person is not the right partner for you, in which case you need to listen to your gut and reconsider the relationship. But it might be something that you can just communicate with your partner about and overcome.
What should you do if you give someone the ick? Can you ever come back from it?
Oh, absolutely. Of course we can. I don't know about you, but I've been married for, you know, over a decade, and my husband sometimes will do things that make me think, what is this? This is new. I don't know if I like it. And we just talk about it. Sometimes it's just a matter of bringing it up and having a laugh over it. If you are in a partnership and you are committed, there's bound to be things that are going to make you feel weird about the other person.
And how much do you need to interrogate your own prejudices, right, about some things? I mean, I think that's a big thing, you know, whether you think that's not cool enough, or some of our own snobbery too.
Absolutely. So I really believe that the ick says more about you than your partner. So it could be that you are feeling very irritable. You had a big day at work, and that laugh is suddenly bothering you because you're tired, because you just want to be left alone. So yes, take a moment, reflect. What does that say about you? And is this something that you need to address or not?
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
And that's Dr. Raquel Peel, who's a psychological scientist from the University of Southern Queensland. Good text coming in going, do you point out the ick to the icker? Well, she just said yes. I mean, in a relationship, yes. You say, don't do that weird thing again. I don't think you meant to do that, actually. I think you meant to raise it, not just demand not to do it again. But I'd probably demand. This is RN Drive.